Welcome to the semi-final of Scrap Heap Challenge, the show where two teams of heavy metal maniacs make mad machines from a mountain of trash.
And this week we're talking dirty great diggers.
To win through to the final, our garbage gladiators have to devise diggers of Herculean proportions that can shift, shovel and stack tons of dirt in our sandy arena.
Our teams will have to dig holes, uncover buried cars and fill trenches in one of our dirtiest challenges ever. The team that shifts the most dirt wins.
These sons of the soil, the barley pickers from Devon, should feel right at home. Friendly farmers Andy, Keith and Robin have taken a break from tending their turnips to try their hand on the scrap heap.
We work like absolute lightning.
In round one, these rustic rascals didn't get bogged down in our marathon of mud. And in the quarterfinals, they gave the opposition a bumpy ride in our smooth operator challenge.
Packing a punch in purple are rugged wrestlers, the Hammerlocks from Coventry.
Magic, Psycho and Conscience are out to clinch victory.
I'm Magic. I'm the NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion of the UK. I'm the team captain of Hammerlock and we are number one.
These boys are limbering up to wipe the floor with the opposition.
They were bang on target in our blind navigation challenge.
We are here.
And they ran rings around the opposition in the quarterfinals with a truly revolutionary monowheel. But these warriors of scrap will have to dig deep for this week's challenge.
Hammerlocks, barley pickers, I know you're really going to dig our challenge this week. Get ready to play dirty and make the earth move in more ways than one. Yes, teams, we want a thumper of a dumper, a load-levelling, swift-shoveling, deep-delving digger.
Now, your metal monsters have got to be massive and mobile because we want them to shift shed loads of rubble. Barley pickers, are you ready?
Oh, yes. Proper job.
Hammerlocks, are you ready?
Oh, yes!
Wait for it, wait for it.
Helping the barley pickers out of a hole this week is engineer Ian Lewis. His years of excavating experience should get them digging the dirt. Digger repairman Peter Hillman enters the Hammerlocks ring to help them unearth a winning plan.
Okay, chaps.
What's the score then, mate?
Well, I suggest we keep it simple. Do an old dragline design.
Can you define a dragline design to me, please?
It's basically 2 inches, some cables and an A-frame.
The Hammerlocks plan to build what's called a dragline digger by making an enormous boom or arm supported by an A-frame, which they'll mount on the back of a vehicle. To dig the dirt, they'll hang a bucket from the boom and attach it to 2 winches. One will drag the bucket along the ground, forcing it to cut into the earth. The second winch will lift the full bucket up. If it works, the wrestler's monster muck mover could shift shed loads of soil. But their big digger won't be very manoeuvrable, and if the huge boom isn't perfectly balanced, their whole rig go belly up.
If we're using winches, I'm going to want a backup system, some kind of manual backup system, in case the electrical motor fails.
Got to. No,
you won't. Over the wall, the barley pickers are taking a much more modern approach.
We could probably make a hydraulic excavator.
Yeah, well, just right up our street. It's proper job. It's going to be all right.
There's your chassis of your vehicle.
Stick up wheels on it.
There's a wheel on your vehicle.
So that is a axle off of a lorry or something.
The barley pickers want to build a digging arm with 3 sections, like a human arm, and mount it on the back of a 4-wheel drive. They hope to make the boom out of some kind of axle, the downward-pointing dipper out of an old bit of steel, and they'll have to find some kind of container for the bucket. To get their mechanical limb digging, the barley pickers are hoping to use hydraulic rams from something like a forklift truck that they'll have to power with a pump. If it works, their digger will be fast and powerful. If their hydraulics leak or get jammed, the farmers will be well and truly stuck.
Best thing we can do now is both send these two boys off and see if we can find a 4-wheel drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get us back doing something.
So, 4x4 vehicle, A-frame, winches, batteries, 2 pulleys, cable, chain, and finally...
A bucket.
Time to dig deep for the right bits of scrap. The Hammerlock wrestlers get off to a thumping start. And the foraging farmers are hoping for a bumper harvest.
Magic, you've got a Range Rover out here.
Oh, yes!
Excellent, mate. Apparently that will do lovely.
Hey. All right, Hammerlocks. How's it going?
Not bad. We found this Range Rover.
Big stomping monster. With this, we've got enough power to pull about half a ton in a bucket.
So how are you going to get this out of here?
Well, we've just called upon our two beautiful assistants. The smaller of the two will be driving, and the larger of the two will be pushing with me up front.
So I shall let you get on with it. Best of luck.
Okay, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
And those barley pickers are also bringing in the bacon.
Andy.
Hello, Keith. What you found?
I found a nice short-wheel-based Land Rover.
Oh, look at this, Keith. This is perfect. This is a proper farmer's Land Rover.
Yes.
No, so what are you going to do with this? This is for the base for your digger?
Yeah, this is the basic chassis we're looking for.
What sort of digger are you doing?
Well, it's going to be hydraulic-based. Yeah.
And you're all right with hydraulics, so you're happy?
No, we're at home with hydraulics. Yeah. We're fairly good. Well, we're fairly familiar with hydraulic pipes, especially when they burst.
Whoa, God. Magic, you need to straighten your wheels. You're digging in, mate.
The Hammerlocks decide it's time to get tough with their 4x4 and each other.
Right hand down. No, that's left, you plonker. Ah. Okay, do you believe us out here just now? Because we're going to be tight for room.
And those farmers certainly know about horsepower.
Call hell, we got loads of spares in here.
Hammerlocks, Magic and Pete are fighting to give their battered banger the kiss of life.
And again, I'll rev it.
While scavengers Conscience and Psycho grapple with a metal beam for their giant boom. Yeah. Looks like that length's joust the thing.
This is now a jousting contest!
But Pete's not sure the metal beam measures up.
Yeah, that's 10.5 foot. We could probably do with about 14.
Information we could have done with an hour ago.
Pete's pushing the wrestlers to make the longest boom they can. The further from the vehicle a bucket hangs, the greater the distance they can drag it, and the more earth they can collect in each sweep of their bucket. But they'll have to make sure they give the king-size boom all the support it needs, otherwise a heavy load could snap it. So there are no shortcuts for Conscience. He needs to find longer lengths.
I can't let this one go, because if I do, he's going to come back.
The farmers have unearthed a prize-winning piece of scrap for their dirty digger arm. It's the front axle off a 7-ton lorry.
That's the hardest wheel to pull. You'd steer that one easier.
Hang on, Rob, hang on. Can we have a bit of muscle to bring in this axle? Let's see what we can do. What do you want? Push?
And I reckon if... No, Keith can pull that side. If you
keep that one up.
If you and Ian have the rope and pull, I'll keep turning the wheel. I can't keep this end up. If you can slip that rope round there.
It's a hell of a job when you can't keep your end up. I tell you, isn't it?
Hang on. Let ours back a bit. Right, go, Keith. Big lump of metal.
Goodness me. So what's this going to be then?
This is most of it.
This is most of it.
This is
your digger.
It'll slew in the wheel.
Oh, so you put that on the back of the Land Rover that way round.
Put that down on the floor.
Yeah. Then that goes up and down.
Mm. Yeah.
This huge, great, hefty bar.
And then you've got the pivot there for the next.
Are you kidding? Digger. So you'll use both pivots on both ends.
The lorry axle has pivoting hinges at either end, and the farmers plan to use both of them. They want to leave the whole wheel hub on one end and fix it to the chassis. This will allow them to both tilt their digging arm up and down and rotate, or slew it, through 180 degrees. They plan to take the wheel hub off the other end of the axle, but leave the pivot on. This will then act like an elbow joint, so when they fix the downward pointing dipper, it'll move backwards and forwards.
You're going to burn tyres off?
I would think so.
Oh, I think you should, Robin, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think
you
so.
You need a bit of flame in here.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you later on, guys.
Righto. Okay.
It's time for the farmers to turn up the heat. And teams, you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
We got a hell of a lot to do. Whoa, he's off!
The barmy farmers are stripping down that Land Rover to make room for their digging arm. But without the hydraulic rams to power it, their plan's looking a bit limp.
A bit holy there.
Hammerlock Conscience has got to grips with the longest metal beam in the yard.
Con, straight in.
Back at base, Pete's happy because the Glaswegian heavyweight's back, just in time to save him from the monster job of clearing the chassis.
Give me the hammer.
Hot metal.
When I was 12, went to a big quarry and I saw this huge walking dragline. And I went home and I built one out of Meccano. But it had a big jib, loads of string that always got tangled up, and a scoopy thing, and it actually did digging.
Brilliant!
And it dug up quite a large part of my dad's vegetable patch, which didn't amuse him.
I bet you were really popular with him then, weren't you?
Came home from work, there was a quarry in his veg patch.
Robert, what have you done to my turnips?
I built a walking dragline, Dad.
Digging has always been a bit of a drag, so early quarriers welcomed the arrival of mechanical diggers.
The newest baby of the machine age is saving a great many men a great deal of backache.
By the 1950s, dragline diggers could shift up to 2,000 tonnes an hour. This one in Corby was the world's largest. Today it's beaten by its mighty American descendant, weighing in at 27 million tonnes. But by the 60s, the invention of hydraulics meant smaller, nippier models could do the same job. Making sure no one plays dirty this week is expert digger aficionado Hugh Edeleno.
So the two teams have fairly different approaches to the same project, don't they?
Yep, the Hammerlocks have got the old-fashioned system of a drag line, which is basically some sort of arm or A-frame sticking out with a cable hanging on it. And on the end of the cable is a bucket, which is winched in towards the machine.
Right.
And as it's winched in, it scoops up the soil or sand or whatever it may be digging. The more modern way, which is what the barley pickers are using, that is a traditional excavator with hydraulics, and you can move the arm up and down and in and out and curl the bucket.
Who's your money on? I mean, in terms of teams at the moment.
Definitely on the barley pickers at the moment. They're with a more versatile machine, provided their hydraulics don't let them down.
Yeah.
Barley picker scavengers Robin and Keith are scouting for rams. Not the woolly kind, but hydraulic ones that will power their digging arm.
Slightly longer ram, you might be right.
They've spotted three in this dust cart, and Robin has to get down and dirty.
Ah, you pig.
But it's too hot to handle from the inside, so Robin turns up the heat on the outside.
He's caught. He's still caught on the top where I started. All right, Keith, the only way we're going to get this blimmin' one out is going to have to cut down this side, and they're going to have a bar and tip the ram and cut through, aren't I?
Those rams are proving stubborn, but without them, the farmer's entire plan will be put out to pasture.
The Hammerlocks are cutting up a length of metal to make the first support frame for their big boom.
Yeah, fine, yeah, just a bit of centre point.
If they don't position it perfectly, a heavy load could tip them over.
Ego driver's end.
So will the resolute wrestlers get to grips with their king-size boom?
And will the frustrated farmers ever round up those stubborn rams? Find out who'll really dish the dirt after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where a posse of wrestlers are up against three earthy farmers in a race to build a dirty great digger.
The rough and ready wrestlers are thinking big as they grapple with the burly boom for their towering dragline digger.
Come on, hold the front end out.
And they're rallying round to give that whopper of an arm all the support it needs.
That means nothing. We need to be where you are.
Out in the yard, the hot-headed barley pickers are still tussling with the hydraulic rams they need for their digger.
Keith, could you pull that pin? I hope we haven't done the seals in doing it.
Go on.
It's flipping hot.
The first ram comes off kicking and screaming. But with two more to go, the farmers could still come a cropper.
But the hydraulics thing is terrifying. I mean, what the barley pickers are doing with hydraulics... Hydraulics have always been... I mean, I've loved them. I've always loved them because they've always gone wrong in such a spectacular way.
At last, the country cowboys' dogged determination pays off as they finally herd up the last of their rams.
Has the pin gone?
Right, is that too long?
Hammerlock Captain Magic is wrestling to make the dragline's boom as long as possible, but will it take the strain?
I'm worried about the flex, look. Pete, question for you. What is what you consider the optimum overhang from the back of the vehicle? What are you looking for? What would be nice?
The wrestlers are worried their long metal beam may snap, but Magic's been exercising his grey matter.
Double A-frame. Is that going to produce enough bracing for it not to flex?
Magic thinks his posse should build two A-frames to support the massive boom. The second frame will stretch from the chassis to the far end of the boom. This will help distribute the load around the whole frame of the vehicle. This way, the wrestlers can hang their bucket far away from the back of the vehicle to give it optimum drag, without the boom cracking up or the chassis breaking down under the strain.
Good for me. Thanks, guys.
So the wrestlers size up their support structure and set about building their first A-frame.
Barley picker Keith is bringing back the rams, but back at base, the farmers are losing heart.
We're not getting on well here.
They're still struggling to get the tyres off a lorry axle that will be the bare bones of their hydraulic digging arm.
All right.
Eventually, the tussle pays off.
Now we be cooking on gas, just a job. It's easy when you know how, isn't it? Trouble is, we don't know how half the time.
Now the farmers face the daunting task of fitting the rams to the lorry axle.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining.
Whoa, go get a finger out, boys!
The wrestlers are bigging up their boom, but just how monstrous will their dragline brute be?
So how much mud or muck or whatever are you actually hoping to actually fit in one scoopful of bucket?
We've been talking about this. I want to fit a lot in. I'd like to go as big as humanly possible.
But you want to go big.
Big.
Magic in going big,
big.
Shocker.
Huge.
Excellent.
Enormous.
With a Pete's in agreement, I'm not sure. He's smiling slightly nervously there.
Well, no, the more we can shift, the sooner we can
exactly.
go on.
Exactly.
The sooner we can go home, Pete, you're supposed to be saying, the sooner we can move through to the final.
Exactly.
The competitive spirit.
Right. Okay.
Excellent. Well, here you go, Hammerlocks.
Thanks very much, Lisa. Cheers.
So Conscience and Psycho go in search of a thumper of a bucket that measures up to their giant boom.
Go.
Magic, it's Conscience. I've got a...
But it looks like a water tank. It's probably about a metre square.
Is that going to be big enough? That doesn't sound big enough to me. Meter by
Bring
half
it in. Let's have a look.
Bring it in, mate. We're going to have a look. Now that looks like a bucket.
Back in the workshop, the farmers are hoping the rams will do a proper job. But after Robin's rough treatment, they'd better make sure they're in full working order. And they still need a pump to power them, or their digger won't even scratch the surface.
Well, half of it looks
Hammerlock like Pete has decided like that the wrestler's bucket is too big.
So lift.
So it's back to square one to find another one.
Not particularly. Is that deep enough?
The bucket's looking good, but will it meet Magic's approval?
Hey.
What?
I think this is too small.
I don't think that's too small, because we can always build up the sides with greedy boards.
Pete's convinced it's their best bet and gets to work on giving the bucket some bite.
Oh, now that's more like it.
Pig farmer Robin's delivered the goods. He's found a pump to power his rams. The farmers have harvested the hydraulics, but now the pressure's on to get them working.
So how many hydraulic rams is that you've got?
Three.
Do you wish at all, Robin, that you've gone for a simpler design, or are you happy that you've gone for the right design?
I think the design's right. We wasted far too much time getting the bits off, getting the rams off. We ought to have done it far quicker. We took the mountains off, which took ages. It's just not happened this morning.
Well, very best of luck. You've still got absolutely loads to do, and it's a fairly complicated build, so I'm going to let you get on with it.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours remaining, teams.
Okay, guys, we need to get a move on.
Half time. Can we have half time?
So as Pete gets his teeth into the bucket, the wrestlers have a little rest ringside.
So how's it all going, guys? Is it all right?
Slowly.
Well, we would like to have two hoists.
Right.
One goes up and one comes in. That's the plan. Once we get the teeth finished, we're going to go hunting again.
The Hammerlocks need two electric winches, or hoists, to dig themselves out of a hole. They want to mount one on the Range Rover chassis that will pull the bucket towards them, filling it with spoil. But they'll also need a second powerful winch to hoist their full bucket off the ground. If they don't get their second winch, they'll be forced to trade horsepower for manpower.
I am so not keen to ask you what a hammerlock is, because I don't actually know. I mean, I've heard of a
full and half Nelson.
But do you ever do that sort of shouty bit at the beginning?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Oh, what
yes,
did you say?
Look, Robert, I'm going to tell you once, I am the man that says whether you have the right to stand there. And as far as I'm concerned, you don't have the right to stand here. You've got 5 seconds to get out of my area, otherwise the big man is being set on you. Understand?
I'm beginning to get the picture, yeah.
Good!
Yeah.
The West Country Wizards are mounting the pared-down lorry axle that will be the boom of their digging arm.
This is what we want.
Captain Andy's worried that the Land Rover chassis won't cope with the hefty load.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a proper piece of iron, isn't it?
Yeah, I want half of it now.
You can have half of it if you like.
Go on then.
So the farmers are beefing up the fragile framework with meaty lumps of metal. But they've also got to make sure that the joint between the lorry axle and the chassis is secure. Otherwise, a full bucket could wrench the arm out of its socket.
I don't know if that's round enough or no.
Now he wants to come back this way. No, come back this way.
Back this way.
There.
So they have to wedge it in firmly by packing metal around it.
Are you ready? I think I can handle this end.
Go on, go on, go
on. The brawny brawlers are enjoying a bit of arm wrestling with their boom as they try to balance it.
That's actually off kilter that way. We'll measure that one.
If the boom isn't bang in the middle of the chassis, there's a risk that bucket will tip the whole digger over.
Measure that side, come round this side, measure this side, yeah, and take an average of the two. Right, we're 2 centimetres further this way, so we're only 1 centimetre out.
So after a tangle with the angles, they finally whip it into shape.
We want it wide, we want it wide.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. You have 4 hours.
4 hours,
guys.
Good God.
4 hours remaining.
Right, come on, guys.
The hammerlocks are doing well. They've kept their bucket size relatively small.
Yes, it's not that big, is it?
There were two options. That bucket, the one that they've chosen, and there was another big tank as well, right, which they looked at, which was much bigger. And I think that if they'd chosen that one, it just would have been too much soil and weight and so on. So I think they've gone for the right size.
Right.
The barley pickers have got a slew ring in the middle.
Right, and the slew ring is like what can turn the whole digger.
Exactly, that's right. And there's a lot of stress in that area.
Right.
So I think they need to spread the stress round.
Right.
If they don't do that, it could just snap off.
Right, right.
It looks like Conscience is fighting a losing battle with the heap. If he can't find two electric winches to drag their bumper bucket, their digger will be out for the count. Just when the winch search is beginning to wind them up, the wrestling scavengers hit on something big.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
What you got? What you got?
Possibly one of the biggest winches I've ever seen in my life.
I think we've found a winch.
That hefty winch from a breakdown truck should give the tough guy's digger some clout, if it works.
Evening, boys.
Oh, and they're stopping.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winch.
Oh, Pete, check it out. Will that do you? And before we go any further, I believe a kiss was promised.
Pucker up, you little baby.
Excellent, guys. Nice one.
It's a tempting offer, but Conscience can't dally. He's got to find a second electric winch.
So will the headstrong hammerlocks ever clinch that crucial second winch?
And can the feisty farmers knock their sophisticated slewing arm into shape? Find out who's digging for victory after the break. On four. Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge. In the dash to make mighty monsters that will dig the dirt, our earthy farmers, the barley pickers, have only built half a digging arm for their hydraulic muck muncher.
Coventry hard men, the hammerlocks, have bodged up an enormous boom for their dragline digger, but they have a battle on their hands getting all the parts they need.
Right.
Oh.
Major concern, we still do not have our second winch for our elevation.
Agreed.
And I'm going to have one last loop.
Right, lovely. Excellent.
conscience could be in for a long night.
Farmer Keith's on the hunt for some hefty metal to complete the barley picker's digging arm. That scrap steel should fit the bill. So he cuts it down to size to make the downward dipper part of their digging arm. Captain Andy fixes the newly made dipper onto the boom. He knows the angle of the joint is critical as it determines the reach of the digging arm.
A bit more.
If he gets it wrong, their arm will dig thin air.
Well, I've just done some calculations, and basically their boom won't go down low enough to actually make the dipper and the bucket go into the soil.
Right.
So we're going to end up with a digger that won't actually dig into the ground.
It's a little bit catastrophic, isn't it, really?
I would say so.
Diggers. But it's looking quite good, the Hammerlock thing now. I mean, it's sort of coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, they've changed their geometry slightly from the original. They've put another A-frame at the front, which means that they won't rip out of the chassis.
Yes.
And Tom, which is a brilliant idea.
Right. Oh, so it's looking fairly strong and solid now.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's your money on now?
I have to say, my money is on the Hammerlocks.
But the wrestlers won't even get off the starting line if they don't find a second winch. They may have to make do with this rusty manual one.
If Conscience can power it up with a starter motor, the wrestlers may be in with a fighting chance.
No, we're not getting anywhere with this.
Right, drop it then. We haven't got time. Forget about it. Throw it in a bin.
Throw it over next to us if you can hit one on the head.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, guys. Thank you very much.
Looks like they'll be relying on muscle power to winch their bucket.
You have an arm, which is definitely good news. So you're confident you can get everything done in the time you've got left?
No.
No. Time is definitely against us at the moment.
We have a small problem, as in we would have ideally liked to have had two electrical winches. One for up and down and one for back and forward. Unfortunately, we have only managed to scavenge one, so we're using that for back to front.
Because that's going to be the hardest thing to do, yeah. Presumably. Right.
We have a manual winch on standby.
So really ideal. In terms of time on the challenge day when we're testing this, you want to find an electric winch, don't you?
We want to find that electric motor.
So I'm going to leave you to get on with this, OK?
Thank you very
good
much.
Good luck.
Something that's just occurred to me is that it might just be too difficult. It's just not possible to build a digger in 10 hours. We've just given them a really difficult challenge, and it's just not fair. It's not their
bless
fault.
Them.
They've tried so hard.
Oh, should we take them in a nice cup of tea and a homemade macaroon?
They need some macaroons.
Oh.
Okay.
The farmers are catching up fast. They're readjusting their dipper to give their arm a longer reach. They fix on their first hydraulic ram.
Well, it doesn't have to fit there, does it?
Ian, far out, you know.
And it widens the angle between the dipper and the boom.
No in my way.
I was talking to Hugh, the expert, earlier on, and he was worried that the angles of what you'd made weren't going to allow you to actually reach the ground, which would have been a little bit embarrassing.
Well, can you see that happening here?
Not at the moment, no. It looks like there's going to be quite happy to go down the
long
way.
We reckon he's going to go about 5 feet.
Right.
The farmer's digging arm may have a long enough reach, but now they've got to get the hydraulics sorted. They plan to put one ram at the bottom of the arm to lift the whole thing up, one at the top of the boom to pull the dipper in, and they'll put another one at the bottom of the dipper to control the bucket. Then comes the fiddly bit. The farmers have got to fix all the rams up to a hydraulic pump that will be powered by the Land Rover engine. If they get one connection wrong, then their arm will never get off the ground, let alone lift a thumping great load.
Can I have a go and see if I can move it? Because it's quite heavy,
isn't
it?
You could have a go, but I don't know whether...
God. Oh, God, that is very, very heavy. All right, I'll see you later on.
Okay.
Rustic engineering, you.
The bodge-happy farmers still have shed loads to do. Once they've fixed on the rams, they've got to put together a hydraulic system, connected up to the pump with a complex arrangement of hoses.
The wrestlers are installing the rusty manual winch that will help them take the strain.
Oh, loads of room.
They fix the pulley up on the end of the boom.
Ooh.
But they don't have any chain to link it up to the bucket. relentless scavenger Conscience finally uncovers a decent length. But after a tough day on the heap, this hard man needs some TLC.
Who's the daddy?
You're the daddy. What have you found?
See it, bitch. Who's the daddy?
You're the daddy. Now what have you found?
Got some chain.
More chain than you can throw a stick at.
Well, stop throwing sticks at it and get it back to base, mate. We're against time here, all right?
The wrestlers have got their manual winch and pulley locked in position, and Magic and Psycho are piecing together the second A-frame.
We'll go straight up to them.
If it's not sturdy enough, their massive boom will have a breakdown.
Well, that is that angle good enough?
Fine.
Support it. Yeah?
Yep.
Excellent.
Farmer Robin's struggling with a compressed air cylinder. It could make the perfect bucket, but first they need to give it some welly. And then it needs to be cut down to size.
The wrestlers are mounting the electric winch at the bottom of their boom. Bright Spark Conscience is trying to work out how to power it.
Hot bit of metal on the floor.
Hot metal.
Shocking stuff. And there's more current affairs to come as they go for a bit of a wind-up.
And stop.
Teams, you have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
Oh, hell, 30 minutes, boys. Lubrication in the pump now, I think.
The farmers have got to fix the hoses securely to all three rams and then to the pump. Get one connection wrong and they'll be in trouble.
Ignition on, press the button.
Yeah.
Five on this side.
I mean, overall, which machine's going to work best, do you think, now?
It's very much touch and go. The hammer locks machine will be wonderful for carrying.
Right.
But they can winch that bucket in close.
Oh, I
then,
see, yeah.
And then go pretty fast with a bucket full. Right. Whereas the barley pickers machine, you know, that's going to struggle with a full bucket. I would still say my money's on hammer locks.
Right.
The wrestlers are rising to the occasion to get their manual winch sorted.
Walk me through.
Then it's back down to earth to check out the cogs.
I do not believe it.
What?
It doesn't turn.
Oh dear, the manual winch is a dud.
What's happening?
I'm
not panicking.
Well, we have what could possibly be an extremely major problem.
Right. This, I don't know what this is. What does this do?
Right, okay. Chain
this.
Chain in loop up to top of pulley
to top
with the pulling and the raising and locked.
Oh. And this went out. How did this? This was manually operated, but it was like a spinny, get the chain zipping around really fast and lift up the bucket really quickly.
Yeah, locked.
And had you sort of looked at this? No, I'm not even going to ask. I'm not going to go there because I might get the old thumb around the back, and I don't want to go there. But that is a bit of a problem, isn't it? But you could sort of.
Well, we're just going to stick a load of lube in it and just keep hitting it.
And keep hitting it.
If they can't get the winch to turn, the wrestlers will be on the ropes.
The farmers are about to test their digger.
So really, we can fire up since we've got the bucket. We ain't sure where it's going to work, but we're going to have a test run.
Go on then, give it a pop. All right, come on, boys.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! He twitches anyway.
That's definitely moving.
Oh, and hurrying.
And hurrying.
Over the wall, nothing's moving.
Teams, you have 5 minutes remaining.
Ah. 5 minutes, we got a spuddle.
So 5 minutes, 3B1, 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 and reverse them, it should come right.
Things are starting to turn for the wrestlers.
It's a beautiful sight, isn't it? A beautiful sight.
Teams, that's it. Down your tools.
Whoa.
Stand back and admire your metallic muck munchers.
Because tomorrow, your mighty mud rakers must move mountains.
I don't want to
stop. We expect everyone to play dirty. Oh, yes.
Will the barley pickers triumph with their hefty hydraulic arm? made out of an old dust cart and some scrappy old hoses.
Or will the wrestler's winch and pulley digger, with its supportive A-frame, drag them through to the final? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where a place in the final is up for grabs in our duel of the dirty diggers.
It's time for the clash of the trash in the Scrap Heap Quarry, where two earth-eating excavators must move mountains of muck in order to pass our three-stage test of diggability.
In round one, our teams must dig half a tonne of earth and load it into these trailers. The fastest wins 1 point. In round two, it's a race to uncover a car buried in these mounds and sound the horn inside. There's 1 point for the winner. And in round three, it's trench warfare. The first to fill in this ditch and drive across it wins a bumper 2 points. Our teams have got the usual hour to perfect their earth-moving machines. The Hammerlocks have put their trust in an age-old design made out of yards of chain and a couple of rusty winches.
Right, Psycho, get a seat on, mate, yeah?
Hello, Hammerlocks. How's it going?
Hello, Lisa.
You revved up, you're raring to go.
We're going to be using brute force as usual.
All they need now is the all-important wrestling belt.
The barley pickers are hoping to dish the most dirt with a hydraulic digger on top of an old Land Rover. They're fixing on a bit of old scaffold pole so they can rotate it.
Oh, lovely. Where do you want it slewed to, sir?
And with the addition of a few sturdy bucket teeth, their digger's ready to munch muck. It's round one, a tense head-to-head race to dig half a ton of sand and load it into the trailer. The fastest wins 1 point.
Okay, teams, prepare to shift shed loads. Go on the sound of the klaxon. 3, 2, 1. Oh, they're off.
It's brute force from the wrestlers with a dragline that only goes backwards and forwards versus the farmers with their swift, swivelling bucket.
Oh, look at them now. The barley pickers are straight in there. Well, they're certainly getting the first scoop load, aren't they?
Conscience is proving that the boom's certainly strong enough.
Oh, and the barley pickers are back with their first load already.
But it looks like the barley pickers will need quite a few bucketfuls to get their 500 kilos.
Good teamwork, though. Good teamwork with the barley pickers. A nice tip out there.
149, so it's about 150 per digger full.
The Hammerlock's bucket is so big they could win the round in just one hit. If only they could master its digging action.
Back it up a little.
Oh no.
Presumably that isn't in the plan.
No.
Mum. It's an agonising process.
Mum.
But the barley pickers are steaming along, racing towards their scales with another load.
No hurry.
The Hammerlocks are tied up in chains. They just haven't got the hang of it.
Small one will do it next time.
And they're back again, the third load. That, I reckon, is going to be about 450.
Stop! The farmer's bucket may be small, but their digger's nippy.
Well, the barley pickers must be coming out to tipping out their fourth bucket load.
They've really got some teamwork.
They're doing really well.
Yeah.
And as yet, the Hammerlocks have yet to fill one bucket.
Rev it up.
They've got half a ton already.
The farmers lead by 1 point.
That was a proper job!
They were absolutely flying.
Well, Robert, I can tell you that the barley pickers had a conclusive victory there. It took them just 4 scoops of their bucket to get 591 kilos in their weighing scale. Oh dear, these Hammerlocks are not going to be happy. It's only the first round. In Scrap Heap, anything can happen, you know that.
We've always lost the first round and we've come through every single time and won it. This, we're all right, we're fine, all right?
Absolutely. So go through what the problem was again.
As we started to drive through, we were dragging a nice big bucket full and we hit some hard sand as we came forward, it just tipped the whole bucket up and emptied it.
Well, you know, scrappy, anything can happen. Chins up.
We'll be okay. Yep.
Absolutely. Good luck, Hammerlocks. Okay. See you later. Thanks,
for the second round, we buried two cars under 10 tonnes of sand. The first team to dig down, uncover the car and sound the horn scores another point.
Now, I've heard a rumour that the Hammerlocks are doing some interesting new developments on their machine. Do you know what they're up to?
What they're doing is they're going to take the little small tip cable off and therefore the bucket will hang straight down. Right. The bucket will just scoop it out.
Right, right. So they're not going to try and pick up and collect
sand.
They're
just going to... time for that, right. And they're just going to use the brute force of the vehicle.
Right.
OK, team, stand by to dig, delve and deliver! 3, 2, 1, excavate!
The barley pickers reckon their rotating digging arm could give them the edge again. But the Hammerlocks could even the score with their modified bucket and backwards and forwards drive.
The barley pickers are already getting their bucket in. Oh, beautiful reach it's got. Yeah. Right up on top. Oh, look at this. They have to manually heave the bucket up. Yeah, they're not dragging anything, are they?
The Hammerlocks certainly look to be in trouble again. I don't think they can get enough lift on their bucket.
Well done! Moon! Go!
It seems that taking the tipping cable off has made things even worse for the rest of us.
Go on. Oh, that's fine, that's all right.
The barley pickers are uncovering their first glint of metal.
Got to clear!
The Hammerlock's bucket is swinging forlornly, but the barley pickers are digging down to the car door.
The barley pickers have certainly found the car. I don't know whether it's the front door or the back door they've managed to get to.
Nothing.
The wrestlers are down 2 points.
Magic.
Hello.
You look pooped, mate.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just utter frustration. It was not digging in. We were taking service off.
Nothing at all happening with that bucket. With no pressure on it, it's doing nothing.
Just very frustrating.
Utter frustration is hitting now. Utter frustration.
Good luck with the last round.
Thanks.
You know that thing with Scrap Heap?
Yeah, it's not over till it's over, and we're not going to stop putting in 100% until that final klaxon goes and their hands are raised. Until then, we're going to do our absolute best and make damn sure that the next challenge we do our... If that machine can do that challenge faster than they can, it's going to do it.
Fighting talk, that's what we like to see. Go on, mate.
Thanks.
Well done.
Despite the fact that the barley pickers are way in the lead, they seem a little bit glum.
I think if we go gentle, I think we could get away with it.
Now the farmers have got problems of their own. Winning two rounds has been a bit much for their clapped-out vehicle.
It's a rotten old chassis because it's an aged Land Rover.
Yeah.
And it is just snapped. It's hanging on by about 20% of its mass.
Oh, it's actually snapped. It's not just bent a bit, it's snapped.
If it snaps in two, that's it, because there's prop shafts there.
Yeah, the whole thing will just fall to bits.
Fuel,
right.
Fuel lines, the lot. Mm. So... I don't think it'll do it. That's my
opinion. You think it's going to give up?
Correct.
The wrestlers have realised that it wasn't the machine that was their problem, but their technique. So they've put the cable back on the front of their bucket in an attempt to claw back from 2-0 down.
In the final round, the determined diggers must fill in this trench and drive over it. The first past the finish line scores 2 points. So the Hammerlocks could still push the barley piggers into a tie-break dig-off.
OK, teams, it's time to dig for victory! Go on the sound of the klaxon! 3, 2, 1!
And they're off. Both teams very gingerly at the moment. The barley picker's going nice and slow with the... It's held together this far, the Land Rover, at least.
The wrestlers are doing much better with the cable back on the bucket.
Look, the barley pickers are not doing very well, but when they bring the bucket towards them, it's all rolling out.
The farmers need to be quick. Their chassis could give out at any minute.
Back!
Bang!
The hammerlock seemed to have mastered the drag line and are hauling much larger bucket loads.
They look very happy. They've actually moved some sand from one point to another as opposed to just brushing it over the top. I'm very impressed. And certainly the barley pickers are having a little bit more trouble this time. They're having trouble getting a lot of sand into their bucket.
Oh dear, that could be problematic for the barley pickers.
It's certainly working though. Digging a bit of a trench there, isn't it?
Yep.
For the first time, the hammerlocks get a whiff of victory.
Keep going, keep going! Whoa, 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 stop!
The teams are allowed to use spades to compact the sand so that the vehicles don't sink in.
That's it!
Well, at the moment, I've heard officially they are neck and neck.
I can't wait to see what happens when they try and get over the dip. Hammerlocks have definitely got an advantage when it comes to driving over a bit of soft, lumpy stuff.
Both teams are working incredibly hard, Robert. The sweat's pouring off them. I can see Conscience from the hammerlock winching that winch and sweating like a vicar during mass.
If anybody's going to sink in and fall to bits, it's the barley pickers, much more so than the hammerlocks.
Keith from the barley pickers is levelling down that bit of sand like his life depends on it. He's patting away with his spade. It looks to me like the barley pickers might be ready to go very shortly. The worry is that if they drive it on the sand and the sand isn't packed down and compact enough, they could well sink in. Do you know what, Robert? This is so neck and neck. I think this is the most exciting finishes we've had on Scrap Heap.
But it's the barley pickers risking it first.
Actor on the ground now. Actor on the ground.
Well, Robert, the barley pickers, they seem to be halfway across and not be able to get the final bit across. It's so frustrating.
If the farmers put any more pressure on the Land Rover, their broken chassis will snap. Is the dragline tortoise catching up with the hydraulic hare?
Very steady with the clutch, Andy. Whoa. Keep him off, Ian.
The barley pickers are going for it.
You've done it.
The farmers have won themselves a place in the Scrap Heap final.
Well done.
Boys, can we throw that in the air?
Whoa. Thank you very much.
Oh, there we go. Oh.
And if you thought that was gritty, join us next week. Yeah.